Good morning, X-Ville. It's Troy from Sundance Books and Music, and haven't had a chance to talk to you folks for quite a while, and so consequently, I have quite a glut of cool music stuff to talk to you about. I'm going to get it going here. The first up is The Word. Now, this is a follow-up album to one that came out about 15 years ago, where The Word was doing a whole bunch of gospel-type stuff, but they were pumping it up big time. If you don't know who The Word is, it is quite a bevy of talent. We got folks like Robert Randolph playing the lean and mean slide guitar, John Medeski from Medeski, Martin, and Wood on the keys, and the North Mississippi All-Stars. Great new album of pumped-up blues action from The Word. It's called Soul Food. Next up, it's the brand new studio album by Dawes. It's called All Your Favorite Bands. Dawes is one of these groups that get bigger and bigger with every release, and with good reason. They are a great alt-rock band. Come check out the new one from Dawes. It's called All Your Favorite Bands. Also new at Sundance Books and Music, it's the new one by Monsters and Men. That's right, the Scandinavian band that has a touch of Americana. Their previous record had huge airplay right here on KTHX. And their new one, I reckon, is going to follow suit. Great new record called Beneath the Skin. Also new in the store, a brand new record from Willie Nelson and Merle Haggard. Now, Willie Nelson, you may know, he pumps out about 10 albums a year. At 80 years old, going strong, still working hard, their new record is called Django and Jimmy, named from Django Reinhardt, the jazz guitar player, and Jimmy Rogers, the old-time country artist. Willie Nelson and Merle Haggard pumping out another winner called Django and Jimmy. Also got album number 3 from a group called Honey Honey. You may not know who these guys are, but if you dig stuff like The Civil Wars and Mandolin Orange, this is for you. It's got a male and female that both play multiple instruments and sing great harmony vocals. Great new record, album number 3 from Honey Honey. How about some blues? We got a great new record from guitar slinger Sonny Landreth. It's called Bound by the Blues, and he's doing mostly blues covers, whereas normally he writes all of his own stuff. But there's a great new track on here called Firebird Blues, dedicated to the late, great Johnny Winter. New blues music from Sonny Landreth called Bound by the Blues. Folk hero Tom Russell got a double CD out, and it's kind of a conceptual story album called The Rose of Ross Gray. And helping Tom out on this, he's got all kinds of folk and country notable folks like Jimmy Dale Gilmore, Johnny Cash, Joe Ely and Augie Myers, Jimmy LaFave, and tons more, each disc packed with more than 20 tracks. Great new conceptual work. It's Tom Russell with The Rose of Ross Gray. Former Blasters man Dave Alvin's got a great new record that kind of slipped under my radar. This has been out a few months, and I just caught it. It's a live record from 1997 called Live in Long Beach, and he's helped out by some blues folks here. Clarence Gatemouth Brown playing some fiddle instead of guitar, Joe Lewis Walker and Billy Boy Arnold. And they have this divided up where Dave plays just solo for about half a dozen tunes, and then he's joined later on by the other guests. Really cool record. If you're a Dave Alvin fan, this is a must-have. Dave Alvin called Live in Long Beach. The Stones have re-released and remastered Sticky Fingers, one of their best 5 albums, in my humble opinion. And they also have put out a deluxe version of this. It's got a second CD with all kinds of alternate versions of the tunes that we know and love from that album, like Wild Horses and Can't You Hear Me Knockin' and Biatch. However, probably the pick of the litter on this new edition is a version of Brown Sugar featuring Eric Clapton. Pretty cool stuff, I should say. New remaster of the Rolling Stones deluxe edition Sticky Fingers. Last but not least, the long-awaited album by Florence and the Machine. Florence, she's got the big voice and the big sound. Her records in the past have featured strings and horns and harps, and she goes for that widescreen production, which really suits her powerful, powerful vocals. This record, a great addition to her canon. It's called How Big, How Blue, and How Beautiful. For all these great tunes and more, please come on down and check out our store on the corner of California and Sierra for Sundance Books and Music. This has been Troy. Thanks for tuning in to this week's blurb.